Welcome to the Leadership Library. I'm your host, Rocky Romanella. Thanks for all of your feedback on our previous podcast. Had some great responses. I've got to tell you that what really touches me the most is some of the responses and some of the questions I get from podcasts from season one, season two, season three. As you know, we're in season eight. So I appreciate that. To me, it feels like you're enjoying the podcast. You see value in it. And now you're going backwards saying, you know what, I'm going to go back and check out some of the other podcasts and check out some of the other topics. So thank you very much. It means the world to me to get those emails and some of those conversations about previous episodes. Today, we're going to continue our conversations about values and talk a little bit about this whole concept of my question to you of what are your leadership expectations? So as a leader, and we talked about this on a promotion, you've got to be able to set those expectations. People clearly have to understand what makes you, you know, what are important to you as a leader? What are your expectations? What keeps you up awake at night? What are, you know, who is Rocky Romanella? What does he stand for? What are the things that he won't compromise? A simple question to ask yourself is if somebody called, if a friend of yours got a job inside our organization and now they were going to work for somebody, the first question they would ask is, what's that person like? Someone gets on Andrew's team at Centenary College, I'm sure they say, hey, what's Coach Roma like? You know, what are the make or breaks? Like, what are the things that he won't tolerate? All right, you can't be late, or you got to hustle. You're going to be respectful to each other. But there's a set of two or three things that are his core beliefs as a coach, for example, you as a leader, that they would rattle off. Yeah, if you're going to work for him, this is what it's going to be like. You better make sure this, and this. Well, that's your leadership expectations. You've clearly defined them in your actions. And in some cases, you have to define them in word so that people can clearly understand. There's nothing wrong with that. So it's laid out in paper. Maybe it's a yearly memo just reminding people, hey, you know, we only use acceptable language when we're engaged in conversation with each other and staff and peers and customers. Hey, we follow all the rules. You know, we have a policy book. I know nobody ever reads the handbook, but every now and then it's probably not a bad idea. We start all our meetings reading one policy. It sounds crazy, but it does generate some conversation, and there are some policies in that policy book. Some people will kind of tilt their head like, oh, to me means, okay, you know, it's kind of like when I was in Catholic school and one of the nuns said to us, you know, someone took a pencil. I'm going to close the light. When I turn the light on, I'd light the pencil back. Well, when she turned the light back on, there was book bags, there was pencil cases, so everybody got a chance to cleanse themselves a little bit. I think that's important inside an organization. Every now and then we get a little bit off track, and understanding the policies, understanding the values inside the organization, understanding what's important, sometimes has to be articulated, and then sometimes you got to close the light, turn it back on, and give everybody the amnesty kind of day there. You want to provide open and honest conversations. And I think it's important that you are, you know, that you take responsibility for communicating important things to people, right? There are some things you delegate and there are some things that you shouldn't. Those important conversations, if you don't want the conversation around the water cooler to get crazy, then control what's said at the water cooler by you being the source of information. When people are void of information, what do they do? They add information. It may not be everything that they know or hear. That's how rumors start. So be that individual who takes responsibility for that important information. Engage with your people. Don't be afraid to kind of manage by walking around and making sure people see you. Because when they see you and you're engaged with them, and look, there's going to be some things you can't tell them. But you know what? You're honest and open about that. Hey, you know what? There's some things I just not this at liberty at this time to divulge. It's okay. But you have to manage the conversation and you have to be responsible for communicating important information and providing the necessary accountability and oversight. So that's why I think you need to have your set of leadership expectations well-defined, articulated, probably both in paper, but importantly in action, deed, and word. Once again, thank you for being part of the Leadership Library. Until we meet again, be safe. Looking forward to your conversations through the website and through email.